ABT4 design 24-valve V6 engine and fully independent touring suspension system. The Chrysler Concord LX is the picture of sport handling. And its leather-trimmed seating, not for four, but for six, with a spacious dual-powered split front bench seat, leather-wrapped steering wheel, alloy wheels, and automatic temperature control make Concord LX the picture of luxurious style. And now it's available as a special value for a limited time. For information about Chrysler Concord LX with the luxury appearance package, the new picture of exhilarating luxury, call 1-800-48-CHRYSLER. Chrysler Concord. What's new in your world?
Well, let's see. I mean, hello? You want to know what's new in my world? Hello, lady? Ma'am? She really didn't want to. She didn't care to know what's new in my world. She just wanted to tell me about the car. Hey, excuse me, ma'am. Before you go with the car? Or what? Anyway, here's Nahama in Watertown. Hello, Nahama.
Hello, Norm. How are you tonight?
Wow. I'm fine, thanks. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm always happy to hear you, and it's lovely to have a long, long night.
Oh, thank you. That's right. In about 10 minutes, we'll be, instead of being 2 o'clock daylight time, it'll suddenly become 1 o'clock standard time, and we'll go through that whole hour again.
I have some cat stories and dog stories for you.
Okay.
You can cut me off any time, because I could go on forever.
Well, we'll try a few minutes anyway.
But I found that with dogs, mutual communication was really possible. I swear they understand, at least the one I knew best understood English. He came to us as a stray. He was in the hospital very ill for a long time after coming to us, and I would go to the hospital and take him out walking. And we got to know each other. I told him one day that the one thing he could never, never do was be mean to cats, because I had cats. A few minutes later, he pointed, you know, the way dogs point. And then he turned his head to me, and I swear he said, "Is that what you mean?" It was a little cat on the other side of the hedge. And he never, never, never did anything to hurt my cats.
Well, that's I'm gonna send that in to the Reader's Digest. I think I can pick up $5 for that story. No,
the communication between the cats and Poochie.
Yeah, I think most people who deal with animals alive will tell you that dogs understand. The tone of your voice, they know when you're angry, when you're not, and some subtleties in between. Whether they understand the actual words, I think, is kind of open to question.
Well, I used to get drunk on willows swaying in the springtime.
Yeah.
And we would be out walking, and I would say, "Oh, Poochie, I wish you could see that." Because his nose was always glued to the ground. And I would tell him how beautiful it was and how I wished he could see it. And he would look up at me and he would say, "Oh, I wish you could smell the wonderful smells I'm smelling."
Nahama, you're scaring me a little bit with this. I'm really worried about you. Okay, I got to get going, but thank you very much. I don't know. I mean, I love animals, but I'm not so sure I love all animal stories. Uh-oh, I hit the wrong button, but there may be somebody there anyway. Hello, who's this, please?
Mary Claire, no.
Oh, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Now I'm nervous because I don't know how to follow that conversation.
No, that's okay. You know what I did? I actually hit the wrong button. I was aiming for somebody else. But Mary from Braintree, it's good to talk with you.
Well, I was curious because I know that you went on a cruise.
Yes.
Really recently.
Mm-hmm.
By yourself?
Yes, I did. I asked my kids to go with me, and they were both busy. And then I asked another friend.
I didn't mean to bring it up.
No, that was okay. No, I ended up, but that's not a bad thing because you meet a lot of people. And the boat took off from Boston, so there were a lot of local people on it. And, you know, and I knew some of the jazz musicians who were there. So it wasn't like being totally alone or anything.
But the cruise was a good thing, or?
Yeah, it is. I think most of the people who were on the cruise really enjoyed it quite a lot. I'm not big on that, but that's just, you know, my attitude toward that kind of thing. But it has nothing to do with the quality or anything. The service, the food, everything about it is very friendly and lovely, and the people who go on those things are really very decent people who are ready to relax and enjoy themselves. And you can have a great time.
But you have to want to be on a boat or something, yeah.
It depends, you know. I mean, I think most people love cruises. And people have said, boy, I was glad to get back home, and I don't know whether I'd take another cruise ever again. Look at me like they don't understand that, because most people do not feel that way. Most people do like them. And I feel funny saying that. I'm not trying to kill the cruise business. It just isn't the kind of thing that I enjoy best of all.
I have that same kind of feeling that you have, and I'm just thinking that I'm not sure I want to be on the one time, but I might try it. I don't know.
Well, why would you worry? Would you worry about seasickness, you mean, or something like that?
No, I'm claustrophobic. I just don't want to be in the middle of the ocean someplace.
Oh, gee, it's kind of funny to put that in the category of claustrophobia, because you're looking out the windows and stuff. And there's miles of open water there. If anything, you're not really locked in like that.
The fact that you just can't get out you can't go anywhere once you're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, but these ships are really quite big. This had, I forget how many decks there are, plus the top deck, which is open with a pool. And I don't know the claustrophobia. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know that much about.
Well, I know. That probably wasn't the right word, but. I'm still worried. I'm still, freaked out about the last guy that called, so I'm not sure. But, I know you had gone on one, and it was your first time, and but you had a reasonably good time, at least.
No, yes, I did. Yes, I did, and I met some really very, very nice people, and the table I set.
You had gone on by yourself, though, right?
I went by myself,
and
yeah.
So I'm just thinking about either me or taking my mother, so I'm like... Okay.
Yeah, no. You know what's kind of fun? I think when you go with somebody, for example, my wife, if she were still alive and we went together, that would be a different thing, because then you kind of get your own code, your own way of looking at things, and you can say, look at that crazy thing. They're teaching us how to make animals out of napkins, you know, because we left a day early because of a hurricane was coming up the coast, and we wanted to keep ahead of that.
Yeah.
So we were on the ocean. An extra day, you know, you don't come back a day early because you leave a day early. So they have to come up with other kinds of things to keep you busy. And some of the things are kind of funny, you know, and they're not bad. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of the crew. They were just absolutely wonderful, just wonderful. And I was at a table of 10 people. I was the only male. There were 9 other women. You think that would have set me off pretty good. And they were great people. I loved them. I guess, I don't know, I'm just maybe a little shy or self-conscious or something, some things that happen are kind of funny, and I wanted to tell that to somebody, but I didn't know these people well enough to. You know, when you know somebody well enough, you almost can speak in shorthand. You don't even have to say a whole sentence. They know what you're thinking, and they feel the same way. And there wasn't anybody on board like that, because I didn't get a chance to really get to know them that well.
Also, maybe the fact that my mother's asked me to go on a cruise isn't that bad of a thing.
No. I mean, you probably have if you have a nice rapport with your mom, then that's great. I mean, then you probably have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you will. There were a lot of people there by themselves who didn't come with anybody who had a great time. I shouldn't offer my editorial opinion like this, because I may discourage people.
All I can remember is everyone trying to give you the clues for seasickness when you were going.
Oh yeah, no, and I didn't get I didn't get seasick at all. There was only one person on board that I had met that actually was seasick. This woman who stayed in her cabin, I guess, one whole day, but I think she snapped out of it. No, I never felt that way at all.
I don't think you ever even asked about that, but all of a sudden everyone was giving you the remedies, and I'm saying to myself, he's going to be seasick just from hearing these things.
I know it, actually. That's true. I had no feeling of. I never even thought about it till people began calling, and then I wondered, maybe, wow.
I know, and I thought about that. I'm saying to myself, geez, I've never been on a boat, but, you know, like a big boat, but... Also, I'm hearing people calling in, giving you remedies. I'm saying, geez, I don't know.
No, I don't think that should be a problem. I mean, these ships I call them boats. They're really ships. They're huge.
Oh,
and I don't think that's a big problem. I it wasn't with me at all. Not at all.
Well, that's good to know, then. So,
Think about it. I got to get going because we have news coming in about half a minute, and we want to all turn our clocks back together for World Fellowship. Okay,
well,
let me know what you decide.
Thank you. I might have to play the dumb birthday game.
All right, let me turn you over to Tom then, okay? Have you talked with him about it?
No, I haven't, actually.
Okay, hold on the line then and talk with Tom Howe, and he'll talk about it with you. And anybody else would like to play the dumb birthday game, call 254-1030. The area code is 617. Either talk to me, when I'd love that, in the next hour, or talk with Tom. Coming up to 2 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, or coming up to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Norm Nathan here at WBZ Boston. I bet the lead story on the news will be about turning your clocks back.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. The New York Yankees have won the World Series, beating the Atlanta Braves 3-2 in the sixth game. Yankees third baseman Wade Boggs is pretty excited.
Words are beside me right now. There's so many things that are going through my head. One of them's my mother. She was with us all the time. There's nothing any better than this.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson checked out Mickey Mantle's bar and restaurant in Manhattan.
Drivers slowing down here as the crowd coming out of Mickey Mantle's just cheering their world champion New York Yankees. And inside, you're slipping and sliding all over the place on spilled champagne and beer that was poured nonstop when the final out was called. The Yankees are world champion, and New York is being rocked here tonight. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, outside Mickey Mantle's in New York.
The Yankees won their first World Series title since 1978. It's the team's 23rd title. Just over a week to go before the election, Bob Dole is stumping in California this weekend. On Saturday, he spoke at 6 rallies. ABC's Tim Scheld was with him in Modesto.
In the shape of the Golden State, signs proclaim integrity, trust, and honesty. That's the backdrop for this Dole speech here in Modesto, California. People in this crowd also have signs proclaiming this issue. One says, Dole Kemp, character is the answer. Other signs with Dole's face on them say simply, trust.
At a stop in Stockton, Dole urged Perot voters to support him, saying a vote for Perot is a vote for President Clinton. Mr. Clinton has picked up the endorsement of the New York Times. The paper says the president can make a fair bid to leave Washington in 2001 as one of the notable presidents of the 20th century. In the editorial endorsement this Sunday, the Times says it has reservations about Mr. Clinton's resoluteness and sensitivity to ethical standards in government. This is the night. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Don Huff, WBZ News. Good news for MBTA Green Line riders. The T says as of today, service will be brought back, although minor delays can be expected. Service on the line interrupted because of last week's nor'easter. A T spokeswoman says the B, C, and D lines will be operating, and the E line will be running between Lechmere and Northeastern with extra service on the Route 39 bus line between Forest Hills and Back Bay Station on the Orange Line. State Trooper Frank Hughes of Medford is listed in stable condition after surgery for stab wounds suffered in a busted drug deal in Haverhill. Police say Hughes was attacked while rushing to the aid of another trooper who was making the undercover buy. Seven people were arrested in the case. Volunteers and several companies spent yesterday helping hook up 400 more Bay State schools to the Internet. Schools in 140 of the state's 352 school districts are now hooked up. Massachusetts is second to last among the 50 states in this effort. In sports, in National Hockey League action heard on WBZ News Radio 1030 last night, Detroit beat Boston 2-1. College football action yesterday, Syracuse 45, Boston College 17, Rhode Island 38, Boston University 7. Harvard 24, Princeton nothing, New Hampshire 40, Massachusetts 7. Bucknell 38, Holy Cross 7, William & Mary 21, Northeastern 14. Time now to check traffic on the threes, and here's Shana McConkie.
Don, this report is brought to you by JobFind, the online career service. State police say the Mass Turnpike is breakdown free this morning. Some minor slowdowns at the Alston-Brighton tolls. And Route 128 is looking okay. Watch for lane restrictions northbound by East Street and Dedham. The Southeast Expressway, a quiet ride from Braintree up to Boston. We are looking at minor slowdowns traveling through the South Station Tunnel, but nothing unusual. Coming over the artery, traffic moves nicely. Reports just in, though, of a possible accident northbound westbound on the ramp to Sturrow Drive. Keep an eye out for that. And on local streets in Boston, nightclubs are letting out just about now. Pedestrians and vehicle traffic crowding Kenmore, Faneuil Hall, and Boylston Street areas. Shana McConkie, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
There's an easy way to find a new job or career. Job Find is the online service that makes job hunting easy, allowing you to instantly find jobs in your field and reply directly online. Check out Job Find at bostonherald.com/jobfind.
WBZ.
This is Westinghouse.
The station commenced its activity in 1921.
He made it. Charles A. Lindbergh landed at Le Bourget Airport.
What you doing, Andy?
Hello, Damon.
This generation of America has a rendezvous.
The forces of Germany have surrendered
to a new generation of America.
You know, we have Nixon to kick around anymore.
Go ahead, make my day.
A thousand points of light.
Celebrating 75 years. The news you need. The team you trust. WBZ.
Suffering from minor arthritis pain? How would you like to turn back the clock to before you had arthritis? Well, today you can get dramatic relief with new Capsaicin HP. Capsaicin HP contains triple strength of the external pain relief ingredient doctors recommend most for temporary relief of minor arthritis pain. Triple strength! In fact, Capsaicin HP is so effective, it actually builds relief every day until it reaches peak pain relief power. And surprisingly, Capsaicin HP gives you all this relief without a prescription. So stop suffering. Get relief. Blessed relief with triple strength Capsaicin HP. It's like turning back the clock to before you had arthritis. Capsaicin HP, with the external pain relief ingredient doctors recommend most, is now available at stores everywhere. Triple strength odor-free Capsaicin HP. Use as directed.
How to buy your dream house. Brought to you by Boston.com, New England's premier mega website. Once you figure out exactly how much house you can afford,
mortgage calculator,
you talk to some other homeowners,
live chat,
and discover a town that has everything you're looking for.
Best of Boston.
Then after weeks of house hunting,
Globe Classifieds,
you find the home of your dreams. Just one block from a house where Paul Revere used to have lunch.
Community profile.
Armed with your knowledge of recent area home sales,
banker and tradesman,
you negotiate a killer price for the house. Close the sale right then and there, and in no time at all, you've gotten yourself a great mortgage.
Rate update.
Moved your stuff, and you're sitting in your new living room with a Sunday Globe all spread out.
Home delivery.
All thanks in great part to Boston.com, your one-stop interactive resource for news, classifieds, personal finance, real estate moguling, and much, much more. www.boston.com. Get anywhere from here.